Maybe love is the only thing that we know that transcends space and time.
What?
But I'm not sure yet. We need to test that.
Love is the one thing we're capable of perceiving that transcends dimensions of time and space. Maybe it's some evidence, some artifact of a higher dimension that we can't consciously perceive.
Lowe's, come here. I want to tell you something. It's a podcast. Let's talk about it. Welcome to Trav and Lowe's. This is the Trav and Lowe's show. It's late at night. That's why it's called Late Nights with Trav and Lowe's.
Ba, 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 ba.
You're the percussion.
Yeah.
Dude, last night I was playing around with some watercolor paints.
Oh, yeah.
I was watching Interstellar. Have you seen Interstellar?
Have I seen Interstellar?
Yeah,
that is one of the movies that I have bought and download on my phone and watch it over and over.
How many times have you seen it?
7 or 8 times.
Jeez, man, that's a lot of times. I've seen it once in theater and then Dude, last night.
And I get teary-eyed every time.
McConaughey does it, though.
He does it so well.
He does
it. And then the music, though.
That was...
The composition.
Oh, man, the organ.
Like, I'll go on YouTube. I know you want to move on, but Hans Zimmer. I go to YouTube and watch the Hans Zimmer, like, making of...
Playing the organ.
It's so good.
Just jamming on it. Hey, dude, so I'm watching this. I'm thinking, hey, maybe love is the only thing that we know that transcends space and time.
What?
But I'm not sure yet. We need to test that.
Yeah.
Hypothesis.
All right.
Which is funny because gravity can also do it. According to the movie,
gravity and love,
maybe love though.
Gravity.
So let me tell you about this. This book that was written by Dr. Gary Chapman.
Okay.
And it's called The Five Love Languages.
I remember this.
Now, the most fundamental idea of this book is that people tend to naturally give love the way that they prefer to receive it. And Dr. Gary Chapman has like 5 buckets of kinds of love. You remember this stuff?
I never read the book. I remember.
I read the back cover and that's enough.
That's enough. I'm like, here are the buckets. So I remember reading about the buckets.
Do you remember the buckets? Let's see. Let's play a game.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Da, 5 buckets, can't lose, guess them. That's the name of the game. Go.
You have 30 seconds on the clock. So number one, not in any order,
sure,
is the language of giving gifts.
Yep.
It's a way to do love. I think it's words of affection.
Uh-huh.
The second one. Another one is touchy, kind of like touchy-feely, like a physical connection. Those are the only
three.
And then another one is like service.
Yeah, yeah.
Like kind of just like doing kind things, etc. And then the fifth one is, I don't know.
Quality time.
Quality time, yeah.
Yeah. This is really good. You did good, especially for never reading the book.
Woo.
So what I want to do right here.
Spending quality time, yeah.
Is, I don't know if we have to pause the show or not, but I want you to take this online quiz.
Oh, yeah.
And we're going to discover your love language.
Let's do it.
All right. You ready?
I'm ready. Go. So...
Solo spends the next 8 or 10 minutes mumbling to himself and working his way through this questionnaire. I'm just going to fast forward that audio, jump right there to the end.
All right, last question.
My partner and I embrace after we've been apart for a while.
That's me and you.
Well, yeah. That's our love language. I hear my partner say how much I mean to her. Apart from a while. Okay, finish.
Well, what was your answer for the last one?
For Brittany, which one's more meaningful?
Which is more meaningful for you to embrace after a long trip or for her to say extremely meaningful things to you?
Extremely meaningful things.
Okay.
Yeah. So, do you want to read my love language?
Well, yeah, let me give the results here. All right. Los, you're pretty You're pretty evenly spread out, but I would say that your strongest ones is words of affirmation.
Oh, I'm spread out?
Well, you're pretty spread out at the top. You have a 9, 8, and a 7.
Oh.
And then you jump to a 5 and a 1. So, like, giving gifts, you don't give a crap about.
I don't.
Don't give a crap about gifts. Physical touch is a 5. It's moderate.
That's all right.
You're like, hey, I want to touch you, but mostly I want you to give me acts of service and tell me I'm awesome.
Yes. Tell me how baller I am.
Just tell me I'm cool. And
just tell me I'm cool and
do
awesome.
Do things for me and like, we are good.
We're good.
Okay. So this is great. This is great. Let me, I'm not going to take the test, but let me tell you where I'm at.
Yeah.
Words of affirmation is my highest too, which is also like I'm like an 8 or 9. I can't remember. And then like right after that, like you're 9 words of affirmation and 8 acts of service.
Yeah,
I'm 8 physical touch,
and
then closely after that quality time. Gifts are very last, just like you, very last. I don't care about gifts. My acts of service is pretty low.
Okay.
Yeah, and my wife, guess what she's at?
She's a. What's your wife's highest, right?
That's yeah, what you're saying? Guess her highest.
Her highest isn't that. It's not that. Acts of service?
Quality time.
Mm-hmm. I was going to say that first.
Service is pretty high for her, though, too.
I should go with quality time, man.
She's a genuine person, but also she's a very personable person. So, like, quality time for her. Anyway, so, like, what I want to do is take this idea of...
So, if you're listening, send me... love letters. Say you are awesome.
With words of affirmation in them. Just send Los tweets that be like, hey, Los, good job on that podcast. You did a great job. And by the way, your beard's looking amazing.
I'm like, what?
Like, just drown Los in tweets. He'll be floating all day long. Be like, I'm just getting all these tweets today. It feels so good right now. He's like rubbing. Like,
that's funny because... today I had a meeting with a person at work.
Yeah.
And I gave a lot of words of affirmation to this person. Like, hey, you know, I've been working for a while. I trust you. I trust your leadership. I enjoy working with you. I think you're doing an amazing job. I'm proud to be on your team.
Okay.
You know,
and
I'm only realizing that right
now.
The reason I did that is because I was projecting a perception of my world as how would I feel good.
Right, which is the thesis of the book, right? We project what we want.
Yep.
We put into the world what we want to give back. And so here's the thing to realize.
Brittany's a gift giver.
Oh.
And
you're like, I don't want this. It's like you get a 1 on gift giving.
I know I got a 1. I could care less about.
You're like, I don't want this gift. I want a compliment.
Compliments are free.
I know. No. A bargain.
Here's what's funny is because if I want something, I'm like, I'm gonna go get it for myself.
Right. Right.
You know what I mean?
Like it's a modern world.
Amazon like Prime.
Amazon exists. Right.
Here in San Francisco.
Right.
Australia, not so fortunate. Amazon Prime is not a thing.
There's no Prime in Australia.
I mean, you can get some things, but like
I was like, Australia sounds like a nice place to live. Sorry.
They need like couriers.
They just have like kangaroos, deadly spiders, and no Amazon Prime. Like no way.
No, they need to have a friend that travels frequently to and from the US so they can get things that are like in the luggage.
From Amazon?
or just anything
like Amazon
want.
Like absolutely will not deliver to the to AU.
No,
they're just like do you have a like on the checkout? On the checkout they're like, do you have a friend that goes to the US?
What's his or her email? We're gonna send it to them. No, there's a at Atlassian there's a lot of people there's a lot of people that travel and so they you know to Australia so they kind of like hey can you bring this with you
yeah
because costs like shipping costs are expensive and not many things prime to Australia
sure yeah man. Well I think it's really good that you brought up that today in the meeting you were giving somebody words of affirmation for two reasons. The first one is that once you realize where you and you kind of have to take this with like it's a little bit fuzzy, like it's not like the absolute truth is everything you do is within these 5 buckets, but they're just general ideas. And like once you kind of realize like how you operate within these buckets, you can kind of like see what you resonate with and also what the people like, you know, your wife, your children, the people you work with, the people you're in meetings, how do they respond to the mm-hmm. things you're doing? So like as a designer, are you giving like words of affirmation? Are you just like hustling and giving gifts like of mm-hmm. design? Like are you just trying to be a good producer? Are you like maybe like touching is not like not appropriate in the workplace? But the point is like everybody responds to different things in different ways. And I think acknowledging this can actually help us communicate better.
Yeah. Yeah.
And if you're in a place where you can talk with your stakeholders about this, be like, you know what, actually, like, for example, you seem to have a really good relationship with your manager. Mm-hmm. You could talk to her and say like, hey, I really actually do respond well to words of affirmation.
Yeah. I'm at a point where I could do that. Yeah.
Yeah. And like that's just like another tool in your relationship tool belt to help you resonate and build mm-hmm. that relationship. And you can be like, so what do you think you respond to? Is it, you know, like, is it a time? Like, should we do more meetings, more sprints, more, you know, like,
yeah, here's
do you want to go have lunch together? Like, what is it that you need?
What's challenging in the work environment about this is my manager could be a one in words of affirmation, right? Okay. So it's really hard for me to give gifts to Brittany because it's really low on my thing. Although it's high for her, it's just it's a lot of mental power and energy for me to go mm-hmm. get a gift.
Yeah, but awareness is the first step, mm-hmm. right? Like mm-hmm. it's not about being perfect.
So that's the challenge, right?
It's about understanding how they tick.
Is that it'll take time, right?
To act
in a manner that aligns with how people tick.
Mm-hmm. And also this is like really good to keep in mind when you're building long-term relationships, mm-hmm. like intentionally, like, do I want to go into businesses with this person?
Yeah.
Do I want to join this team?
Yeah.
Do I want to start a project with this person? Do I want to start a family with this person? You know what I mean? Right. Like just because you know these people and this is a good way to, a good framework for interfacing, this can also apply for making judgment calls.
Yes.
With who you kind of want to invest in.
Yes. Yes, yes, yes.
Yeah, man. So that's it. I just wanted to kind of like talk about how this could apply to collaborations and how this can like, I don't know, make our communications a little bit more clear. And because a lot of your intent is, you know, like I said, like put out in the world what you want to receive back and like, we may not understand that that's being miscommunicated.
Yeah. You've been going through something. There's a theme in the last three that you hosted podcasts. The one is be intentional with your words, you know,
yeah.
get away from non-words so you can be a clearer, more effective communicator. Then the previous episode was about landing on this notion that you are a think to talker. And then today understanding, you know, what makes people tick. What is their love language?
Yeah. Yeah,
this is good. You're building up this understanding of yourself and your cohort of peers.
I'm blossoming, but I'm still full of thorns, man. Yeah. I gotta admit, dude, I'm full of thorns.
Yeah,
and it's hard for me too because like I'm walking around, especially this week, and I explained to you earlier why, but I was like, man, why am I so thorny? Not horny, thorny.
Thorny.
I'm thorny.
I'm so thorny.
I'm so full of thorns.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude. Thanks for talking this out with me. I think this is really good. I think it can make my communications a little bit more intentional with the stakeholders in my life, whether it be my children, my wife, or the people I work with.
Yes. Very, very cool. This was fun.
All right, man. Thanks for listening, guys. Have a good night.
Bye.
Constantly occupied. Sweet.
I liked it.
So I lost my voice a few days ago.
Yeah, I thought you were...
I'm super raspy.
Like, yeah, in your YouTube video, you were like, does Ash just wake up? Or is he like...
No, I lost my voice.
And I was like, I kind of...